Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, a little Stevie Ray, bringing this back. A little SRV. No, that's not. That's not. That's Billy Gibbons. That's ZZ Top bringing this back. That's right. Welcome back. I know you caught me on that one. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I'm the small business advocate, as you know, the one and only. The world is happy about that. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Perhaps you've been around long enough to know how true that is. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're coming up on our 21st anniversary of the newsletter. Have not missed a Sunday edition in almost 21 years. And, of course, we're also coming up on our 23rd anniversary of the show this November. 23 years we've been doing the show. So thank you for hanging out with us wherever you are on the planet. You could be listening on the radio. You could be listening on the internet. We're glad you're doing that. You know, folks, we have an event that's you heard of living in interesting times. The ancient Chinese curse: may you live in interesting times. Here we are with it was already an election year that began with an impeachment that was ridiculous, that should never have happened, but the president was impeached. And it was a charade. It was built on lies. And don't take my word for it. Look at the Mueller report. They didn't find anything. It should never have happened. Our country was drugged through a horrible scenario, a horrible situation because of that. But we rolled out of the impeachment process right into a pandemic. And now our country's wealth has been hurt because we shut down the economy. And in order to keep us from going into the depression, we had to borrow and print a bunch of money. So we're already, tensions are high. Companies, the economy has really been reeling. Thousands of small businesses are closed, will never come back. And now we have as if the tensions on the election coming up weren't daggers drawn enough, weren't bad enough, not only between the politicians, but between Americans. Now we've got a Supreme Court justice seat open. Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as you know, died last week. And her seat is available. It's going to be filled. The question is, when? Is it going to be filled this year? Is it going to be filled? Probably won't be filled before the election, but it may be. The process may start. There may be a nomination. Some talk of a recommendation, and the Senate will take it up and put that person forward. And the final vote happens after the election, but before inauguration. And regardless of whether Trump is reelected or not, if it happens that way, President Trump will be president until the inauguration day. So a lot can happen, and the Senate will still be in charge, be in control of the Republicans. So it could happen that we have a new senator, a new Supreme Court justice before the election, regardless of how the election goes. And the thing that bothers me a little bit is that as much as I'm interested in this issue, it does concern me that we've got this new flashpoint stuck in our election process. We've got this new incendiary situation that's going to make the fever pitch even higher. The daggers drawn even more over this between the two sides. It will bring out one thing that will happen, though. It will bring out the sleepy people on both sides. There are plenty of people out there who don't vote. They don't like Trump. The Republicans who don't like Trump and Democrats who don't like Biden. There are plenty of people who won't vote, but they might vote for another Supreme Court justice. That's something, believe it or not, there are plenty of voters out there who don't like either one of the candidates, but who really feel strongly about the future of the Supreme Court. And don't forget, this isn't like the other two conservative seats that were filled recently by the president. This is a long-held sort of the left side of the. This is going to change the balance of power. If Trump nominates a conservative and is approved, and she is approved, this is going to change the balance of power in the Supreme Court for generations, and for, you know, who knows, 20 years probably, at least 10. And that's something that brings out a lot of people. So buckle up. Let's all try to focus on the issues. Let's try to focus on what's best for America. I'm encouraging all of us to take personalities out, both sides. Take personalities out. Focus on the issues and the policies that you think are best for America. That's what I'd like to encourage you. Regardless of who you vote for the policies and the issues, not the candidates. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.